Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's go to Starkville, Mississippi, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And I understand, listen, the scoring system, how it was scored. All I saw was Mississippi State spring game and the final in this one. 67-53. And all I thought to myself was, okay, offense is back. Offense is back in Starkville. Again, the scoring, in case you missed it, guys, was weird. It was points for this, points for that. It all wasn't just touchdowns and field goals and extra points, what have you. But still, there was a lot of fireworks. Blake Shapen, Blaine, we got to talk about him. I thought he looked really good. The Baylor transfer. Kelly Akari, Kevin Coleman, Cito Traor, their weapons on the outside for him. Shapen looked very in control. Obviously, this is a brand new offense with Jeff Lebby. We felt really confident and excited about the different, right? He's going to bring to Starkville. You talked a lot about that. If you can't be better, then be different. Did you see the different you were looking for in yesterday's spring game?
Man, I don't know if there's a team that I am more pleasantly surprised by how they looked just from a excitement, how they carried themselves, the playmakers, things of that nature, as coming out of this spring as there is Mississippi State. I mean, I'm just telling you, they looked totally different than just the absolute gloom and doom of last year. You saw the life revitalization from that Mississippi State program. You got Jeff Lebby over there looking like he's on a, you know, 10-day drunk with a gnarly neared over there, man, and having a trucker hat with a bulldog on it and nothing else. It was fantastic. I loved it. Loved everything about that. But when it comes down to it, the scheme alone, I mean, you see what Tennessee does. There's elements there of what Tennessee does to what Mississippi State's going to do. There's elements of what, you know, the Baylor Art Briles, because FYI, people who don't know, that's Art Briles is Jeff Levy's father-in-law. So he's got a little resource there that he's able to lean upon in terms of the football side of things. I want to stay away from the rest of it. But when it comes down to it, they have an excitement there in their offensive system, and they have playmakers that can go and get it. I think even a guy like Mario Carver, who they called an absolute steal on the broadcast, he got behind the defense a couple of times, didn't complete one of them, but man, he looked really good. But you mentioned the big three that they have there, whether it's Akari that comes over from UTEP, had a great season. You put out a piece on him, I think, earlier this year when we hit the portal, how he's going to be a breakout star for Mississippi State. He certainly looked like it. He's a guy 6'2", you know, over 200 pounds, has the body and just has the skill to go with it. Kevin Coleman looked great coming over from Louisville. And then Cedu Traor, he actually had a little injury scare. Thank goodness he was fine, but he had to sit out last year after transferring from Colorado. So when it comes down to it, I think they've got weapons for Blake Shapen. The offensive line and the defensive line are always going to be the issue here. Can they hold up? Can they have enough depth? Because you're going to have attrition during the year. But I think just simply the scheme alone is going to help out Mississippi State a lot.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Do you expect State, Blaine, potentially to be active in the portal and try to get a couple guys on the defensive side of the football? I mean, it seems like that's where they probably need the help. You mentioned lines of scrimmage. The defensive line, adding a couple players, it you would think they would be active when it comes to adding quality bodies.
I think you know, you see these outlets out here that are heavy into covering recruiting. They say, when a defensive lineman goes in portal, they list the teams who have reached out to them and stuff. Well, Mississippi State's in there because they're wanting to get more. Okay, they're wanting to get more. Their logo is on those graphics when you see that, because they are wanting to get more players there. And that's just simply the way it is in the SEC. No matter what it ends up being scheme-wise, and you can play 53 and a half yards wide, all that kind of stuff, when it comes down to it, at some point in the game, at some time during the game, you're going to need your offensive and defensive lines to step up and help take over a football game in order to win, whether it's momentum, an upset, you're a favorite, whatever. You got to have that line play. And I think they showed decent line play at points in time. I like the way they ran the football. But when it comes down to it, yeah, they're going to need more bodies, and I think they'll be active. Jeff Lebby, he learned from a lot of guys in the portal over there, and Lane Kiffin being one of them. I don't think he's going to be scared to hop in the portal and go get some guys.
And, Blaine, I know in the spring we try to – I think at times we embrace the overreactions, but I think for the most part you and I try to be the cooler heads. I don't want to overreact, but I feel like Mississippi State's going to get somebody. Like, somebody's got to lose some football games, right? That's evident, and it's year one. Expectations are very conservative, but I think State's going to get somebody. I do.
Yeah,
I think Mississippi State's going to get somebody.
Yeah, I mean, and that was what it was under Mike Leach, right? When you would reach 9 wins for Mississippi State, that comes with being able to take care of somebody that's overlooking you a little bit. Well, I think we all remember coming off of LSU's national championship with Joe Burrow. The first game of the season, I think it was the next year, Mike Leach and company just go in there and absolutely ambush them. I mean, just go in there and just hang a big number on them over there in Baton Rouge. And that was kind of the beginning of the end there for Ed O as right after the high water mark. But you talk about early on in this season, you know, they got Eastern Kentucky, Arizona State, Toledo. They could be 3-0 going into a Florida game at home. It would not be unrealistic to see Jeff Lebby and company start this year 4-0 after what we saw with Blake Shapen there, because the way that Blake Shapen layered the football, okay, the way that he threw a catchable deep ball to guys who were able to make plays and able to get separation at the top of the route, that's either something you have it or you don't as a quarterback. And Blake Shapen has shown in the past at Baylor he has it. His big thing is, can he stay healthy?
And Blaine, to your point again, that game week 4, I think you mentioned it was, against Florida in Starkville, that's going to be the sexy upset pick right there. I think you're going to see a night game.
Please make it a night game.
I think that could – it's funny enough, maybe not funny for obviously both sides, but that could be one that kind of jump starts the Jeff Lebby era and effectively ends the Billy Napier era. So there's a lot on that game.
If there's a couple of requests that I could make, okay, to the SEC, if you're listening right now, SEC network officials, email like that, do 2 things for me, okay? Make it a night game and give me Dave Neal on that, because I think for my childhood on listening to, I think it was JP Sports Network, all that, Dave Neal calling a game with like Sylvester Croom on the sideline and, you know, I mean, all these guys just going nuts for Mississippi State in a game that nobody else is watching at noon. I want to see it in a night game with Dave Neal. Give me that.
Great memories of JP Sports.
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up with it?